Welcome back to the WDKX podcast. You're with your host, Jasmine, and I'm joined by a special guest today. How are you, sir?
Good. Very nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us, and let the public know who you are and where you come from today.
Sure. So my name is Todd Allen, and I'm a board member at the Rochester Education Foundation. And the Rochester Education Foundation, one of its main tenets within in assisting the city school district is helping high school kids with their financial aid forms through this process called FAFSA, which stands for Free Applications for Federal Student Aid. So during the course of the school year, we host a variety of these FAFSA fests scattered throughout the city. And the whole intent is to help kids and their parents fill out these federal forms, which aren't really difficult to fill out, but they're incredibly tedious.
Yes, and, I know from experience.
Okay, all right, well, there you go. Then yes. You know where I speak.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's really the whole thing. It's kind of daunting, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a daunting process, and what we're trying to do is kind of negate some of the fear associated with all that stuff, because
it can be intimidating.
It really can. It really can.
Especially if you're a first generation. Which
absolutely.
I was, so that
absolutely.
Was,
yeah. And, you know, and it's a situation where, as many federal systems, creating the ID is one part of it. Then the second part of it is having your parent or your guardian there to share their tax return information.
Yes.
And
having the tax return information.
Exactly. So that's really kind of the process. And the cool thing with these FAFSA fests is that we have a bunch of volunteers there to help the students and their parents fill out the forms. But more importantly than the volunteers is we actually have financial aid representatives from a variety of the schools in the area.
Oh, wow.
So by virtue of that, you've got kind of the resident experts to really kind of help you if we get stuck. And it makes the process a whole heck of a lot easier.
Awesome. So when is the next FAFSA Fest?
So the first FAFSA Fest of the year is tomorrow, Saturday, October 12th at the REOC location, which is also the Brockport downtown campus on Chestnut. And that's going to be from 10 to 12. And then we have five subsequent events scattered throughout the fall. The next would be October 26th at East High School, and that's from 11 to 1. And then we have one November 13th. Back at the Brockport downtown campus location from 5 to 7 at night. And then we have at the MCC downtown campus on November 14th from 5 to 7. And then Saturday, December 7th, we have one at the Northeast College Prep High School from 12 to 2. You can also go out to rochestercan.org, and that'll give you all the information on the FAFSA Fests and where they're located and the times that you can come and attend. There is probably going to be a bunch of these events that we're going to do specific to the schools as we, as we kind of work with the schools throughout the city to make sure that we can be specific at a school function too if people can't get to the larger events.
Right.
And then we'll have one probably in the March time frame, just kind of wrap it up for the folks who haven't got it done. The key is to do it as early as you possibly
can. Soon as possible. Yep.
And the crazy thing is there's some insane stats where the FAFSA research has found out that 24 billion in annual Pell Grants, subsidized student loans, work study, and state aid programs goes unused.
What?
Yes.
Oh my God.
So
billions of dollars.
Exactly. And the ironic part of all that is it's normally the kids and the families who have the best chance to qualify and need it most are the ones who don't do it.
Mm.
And so the key is there's a lot of money out there. And one of the other cool things that we do at the FAFSA Fest events is not only do we help the students and their families fill out these forms, but there is a significant amount of grant money through a variety of charitable foundations in the Rochester area that goes unaccounted for.
Wow.
And there's all sorts of scholarship monies available throughout a whole bunch of organizations, and we provide the students a listing of all those additional places they can apply for money. And in many cases, not only are these opportunities to get college money unknown, people don't even apply.
Right.
So there is a tremendous opportunity to be able to leverage the FASFFest, not only the Fellowship Federal Aid Forums, but also to be aware of a variety of different options, throughout the community of monies available.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a real powerful thing. And
it is.
And the Rochester Education Foundation, 47% of all the Rochester kids who filled out their FASFA forms did it at an REF event.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So, and we finished REF in last year. We were a top five finisher of 25 cities across the country.
Oh, wow.
In FASFA participation.
That's
and completion.
Amazing.
So, and that equates to about 400 kids we helped get through that stuff for college. So it's a great program. It's one of those things that, you know, everyone should take advantage of, and that's what we're trying to do, is just get the word out.
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of that money, those billions of dollars, they go unused because lack of awareness.
Exactly.
People don't even know that it's out there.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's great that you guys are not only helping people actually get through this process that is not hard, but kind of tedious.
Yeah. Well, it's daunting because when I went to training to become a volunteer, I was apprehensive about it because I'm not a finance guy and I'm all this kind of stuff. And you realize it's really just tedium. You know, you got to kind of go slow.
Yep.
And if you have someone kind of helping you navigate the screens, and then
you might have to go back sometimes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then, you know, in the event that the guardian or parents, if they're up to date on their taxes, once you generate the FSA ID, which is the student ID portion of it, the ability to pull in all the financial information and auto-populate a whole bunch of fields is it makes it relatively easy.
Yes.
You know, and I use that term, you know, loosely. But and the other exactly, and basically, once you create that ID stays with you throughout your whole college career.
Right. I remember that.
Right. So you know, it's important to kind of keep track of it, but it's also important to get your schools out there and make them aware of the fact that you've applied and, you know,
absolutely,
hopefully you've been accepted to get some sort of monies.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, because I remember the first time filling out the FAFSA form for their freshman year is the most challenging year. Because after that, it just stays there and you
absolutely
just update the information as it goes. So
this
is the hardest part.
It is. And, you know, I get it, right? It's, you know, it's tedious and it's a little daunting, but it's you know, the payoff is significant.
Exactly.
So it's really worth doing.
Right.
So, you know, once again, rochestercan.org.
Rochestercan.org. Okay.
Has all the FASFA information, FASFA Fest information. And also, if you want text alerts, you can text ROCFAFSA to 51555 and get text alerts on upcoming events and all that kind of thing.
Amazing. Okay. So I'm going to just quickly go through all this stuff again.
Sure.
So, the first FAFSA Fest of the year. Get ready, folks. It is Saturday, October 12th, so that's tomorrow. It's going to be at the REOC campus downtown, 161 Chestnut Street, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and I have a question. Is this free?
Yes, it is.
It is 100% free. Do you have to bring anything with you?
You should bring your guardian,
okay,
and or your parent,
okay,
and if they are able to come, you can get all the way through the process, because once you generate your FSA ID, then you can leverage the fact that you've already submitted your taxes, because we're taking last year's tax information.
Mm-hmm.
So to get all the way through the process, you need a parent or guardian. However, if your parent or guardian is not available, you can go through the first part of it, which is creation of the FSA ID, which is normally about half the process.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing probably takes about an hour in total, but the biggest chunk of time is waiting after you've submitted your FSA ID for the government system to generate you the actual ID number.
Gotcha.
So it's not like you're banging away the keyboard for an hour.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then there's going to be computers and things there for people to use.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Every FASFA Fest, we are completely computer ready. And when we do these big events, we have many, many people and many, many workstations. So we can accommodate a lot of people at once.
Good. Because, you know, some people may not have access to
Wi-Fi
or a computer.
Absolutely.
So this is great. If you need help filling out your FAFSA, if you don't have access to a computer or to Wi-Fi, please, please, please go to FASFA Fest. Tomorrow is the first of
first of five scheduled, but we will have additional ones coming, especially if you go out to rochestercan.org. We'll keep you up to date, and we'll have some school specific events that we will let everybody know about as well.
Awesome. So if you miss tomorrow, if you have to work, if you can't make it, if you're out of town, whatever the case may be, make sure you go to rochestercan.org to learn about the next FAFSA Fest and all the other FAFSA Fests coming up, and stay up to date with Rochester Education Foundation, because they'll have other events to help people out that need help, that would like to go to school. And set up your text alerts if you're not one to go online very much. I know everyone has a phone.
Everyone has a phone.
Face is buried in their phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Set up your text alerts. Text ROCK FAFSA, that's ROCFAFSA, to 51555, and you can get those text alerts just like your best friend telling you, hey, go fill out your FAFSA.
Absolutely. Well said.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you. So that is just one portion of something you presented today.
Yes.
You are also involved with, so REF works in tandem with the city school district, obviously, because of.
Yes, we are not part of the city school district in any way, shape, or form.
But you work together.
But we work together, and we have a Rochester Education Foundation, the FASFA Fest. College Access is a big part of what we do. We also have a really cool program where we collect musical instruments, and we provide musical instruments to kids who want to learn a musical instrument when they're in elementary school.
That is so important to me, because I went to School of the Arts, and I'm such an artsy person.
There you go.
And that's so important.
Absolutely.
Oh, wow, that's
so
great.
So that's another part of what we do. We have a booth during Jazz Fest week, and we collect instruments throughout the year. And as a matter of fact, next Wednesday night, we have our toast event, which is kind of where we honor a bunch of the city school district people. And we also, one of the students who has taken advantage of the musical instrument program will be playing at that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
What are they going to play?
They're going to be playing at the Winter Garden at the Bausch & Lomb building. Well, what used to be the Bausch & Lomb building downtown.
Okay.
It's a really cool event, and it's really neat to be able to see these kids who started with a borrowed musical instrument, you know, kind of evolve into these incredible musicians.
Right.
In fact, the gentleman who played last year is now in the Eastman School of Music.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Wow.
So the third thing we do also is we provide kids, elementary school kids, books to read.
Okay.
So we do literacy work and a book drive, and we provide books to kids who can't afford, don't have access to books themselves.
Right. That's important.
Absolutely.
I remember being in elementary school, and they would have those, what was it, like a Scholastic book fair, I think?
Yeah.
I loved them, but the books were kind of expensive.
Yep.
So that's important. If you
Absolutely.
Can't afford the Scholastic book fair, you can still get some books.
Absolutely. Yeah, REF's doing some really cool things.
I'm very happy to hear that.
Yeah.
You know, reading is fundamental. You hear that all the time. Music is so important, and the FAFSA Fest, people need money.
Absolutely. Well, you know, and the thing is, it all kind of goes into, you know, learning how to read, having an appreciation for books, being appreciation of the arts and music.
Being well-rounded.
And we've all heard how impactful knowing a musical instrument has on your science and math scores.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last part of that is, obviously, once you kind of leverage those things, be able to go to college.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of money and a lot of help out there for you just got to go out and look for it a little bit. It's there.
Definitely. That is so true. Well, I appreciate all this knowledge you've shared with me and with the community. Like we said, lack of awareness definitely can be a detriment. So
Absolutely. If
you want to learn all the resources available to you, please keep in touch with Rochester Education Foundation. Make sure you go to FAFSA Fest tomorrow, October 12th. At the REOC downtown campus, 161 Chestnut Street, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Bring a parent or guardian if you can. If you cannot, you can still go learn all the other resources available to you and still make that FSA ID.
Absolutely.
If you cannot make it tomorrow, go to rochestercan.org or text ROCKFAFSA to 51555 to get text alerts for all the upcoming FAFSA Fest and all the upcoming different events that the REF is putting on to
Absolutely.
Help the community.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, Todd.
Thank
Allen.
You for having me. Appreciate it.
Of course, I appreciate it too. And thank you for listening to the WDKX podcast. We are signing off.